Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently completed his fourth visit to the Middle East since the horrific attacks by Hamas against Israel on October 7th. In his meetings with leaders, he stressed the importance of preventing the conflict from spreading.
We share a commitment to ensure that the conflict does not expand. And I think we also share a commitment to use the influence, the relationships, the ties that we have with different parties in the region to try to avoid escalation and to deter new threats from opening. This is not just a regional issue. It's a matter of global concern.
Secretary Blinken discussed how to protect civilians in Gaza and to get more humanitarian assistance to them. He also talked about how to free the remaining hostages. Indeed, Secretary Blinken reiterated America's determination to see all hostages released.
To those still being held hostage, to their loved ones, to their families, I promise you this: the United States will continue to work relentlessly to bring you home, to get you together with your family and loved ones.
There has been progress on increasing the aid getting into Gaza, said Secretary Blinken, but it is still insufficient to meet the massive need. We continue to raise with Israel the need to do everything possible to facilitate the provision of humanitarian aid to Gaza. As Israel moves to a lower intensity phase of its military operation in the north, the United Nations can also play a crucial role in evaluating what needs to be done to allow displaced Palestinians to return home, said Secretary Blinken.
Palestinian civilians must be able to return home as soon as conditions allow. They cannot, they must not be pressed to leave Gaza. We reject the statements by some Israeli ministers and lawmakers calling for a resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza. These statements are irresponsible, they're inflammatory, and they only make it harder to secure a future Palestinian-led Gaza, with Hamas no longer in control and with terrorist groups no longer able to threaten Israel's security.
All of us feel a stake in forging the way forward, declared Secretary Blinken. All of us recognize that we have to work together. That is the only way forward, and it cannot wait.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.